Could you please introduce yourself?
I'm Scott Reishman, organiser with the Electrical Trades Union.
Could you give us a brief overview of the decision handed down by the Fair Work Commission last Friday?
The Commission handed down a decision in relation to applicable awards that related to a group training organisation for the purposes of the Better Off Overall test for their enterprise agreement.
What does this decision mean for Queensland electrical apprentices?
Part of the decision itself is specifically related to the one entity, but part of the decision states that all apprentices should, since the 1st of January 2014, should be paid under the modern award. There was a understanding or a loophole in the legislation that a lot of employers believe that they could pay under the state award. The state award is roughly $4 an hour below the federal modern award. So for apprentices that find themselves in that situation, there's potentially a substantial wage claim and definitely improvement going forward.
What impact did that underpayment have on the Queensland electrical apprentice community?
The reason that the modern award is so much higher than the state award is that we ran a variation 4 years ago, and part of that was because the award rates under the old state and the old federal award were about $160 a week below the poverty line for full-time apprentice employees. The industry, not just electrical, but across all the different trades, completion rates are not much better than about 50%. So 50% of people that start their apprenticeship actually complete them. And a big portion of the reason for that was if you went and worked at McDonald's or packing shelves or in another industry, you would get paid almost double what you got paid as an apprentice. So by varying the modern award, we were able to start to address that and hopefully keep people in their apprenticeships so that they could afford to stay in their apprenticeship. State awards were not varied, and so it was having a similar impact. At least now we've got some precedents to start getting at least reasonable payment for apprentices.
So this really affected the whole electrical industry because apprentices weren't finishing their apprenticeships?
Yes, that's correct. And that's why we varied it in the first place. The impact of the current decision would impact roughly on about 1,000, we estimate, apprentices that are still paid under the state award. There's nearly 6,000 electrical apprentices in Queensland, so the majority of them are not going to be impacted by the change. But there are a significant number that will actually be substantially better off because of this.
How long had people been campaigning for the award to be changed?
The initial campaign for to vary the federal award, we ran for roughly 2 years. It involved community campaign as well as the legal avenues and through the Fair Work Commission. The state awards had not been varied, but what the decision on Friday says is that the state awards no longer apply. So there is no need to change those state awards because they just shouldn't be applied in any of the workplaces in Queensland.
Is there a possibility that other trade industry apprentices are being paid the RON award?
Yes. Virtually every trade. Most of the group training organisations cover just about every trade calling and were paying, or, you know, a lot of them were paying under the state versions of the applicable award for that trade. The modern award, in almost every case, is substantially above the state award.
What can electrical apprentices do if they're worried they're not being paid the correct award?
At the moment, it is very complicated for a number of reasons to work out the exact rate that you should be being paid. The only real or the best option is for them to ring their relevant union and get advice from the union on what they should be entitled to.